Well, there's no doubt that immunotherapy is the new shiny yellow toy. The question is it going to work in enough people to justify the billions of dollars we're spending on it?
Immunotherapy, using the body's immune system to fight cancer, is beginning to pay off for an increasing number of patients. 51-year-old Richard Murphy is one of them.
I hate the term game changer, but the immunotherapy, you know, saved my life. There's no doubt about it. You know, if it was 5 years earlier, I don't think I'd be here with this microphone in front of me. Maybe even 1 year earlier.
Murphy, a Marshfield realtor and father of three, has had an unusually dramatic recovery. But as special correspondent Karen Weintraub reports in our series, This Moment in Cancer, Murphy's long journey to wellness, like most other cancer patients, had many ups and downs.
Back in 2008, Richard Murphy couldn't sleep for more than 2 hours a night. His stuffy sinuses kept waking him up. Doctors repeatedly blamed his allergies. Then he went to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
He sits me in the chair and he says, "What's going on?" I said, "I feel like there's a golf ball in my nose." He takes a tool out, looks up my nose, and he goes, "There's a golf ball in your nose."
That golf ball was soon diagnosed as melanoma, a form of cancer that, if it spreads, is considered among the most fearsome and lethal of tumors. Murphy had surgery in 2008 and recovered well. He doubled down on his exercise regimen and then endured 10 weeks of radiation.
At the end of the 10 weeks, I was pretty tired, and my wife and I sat there and we're like, "All right, you know, I think we just dodged a bullet here." You know, and you're feeling pretty confident when you don't know any better.
Radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery are great at shrinking or cutting out tumors. But as in Murphy's case, these approaches can miss cancer cells that then seed new tumors. Our immune system is designed to hunt down foreign cells anywhere in the body, so it seems like the perfect tool to seek out and kill the cells missed by other cancer treatments. But for decades, researchers either failed to get the immune system to recognize cancer cells, or they revved it up too high, sickening or even killing patients.
We don't want to stimulate the immune system to fight normal cells and tissues, and it's really a fine line.
That's Tyler Jacks, director of the Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research at MIT.
The body has many control mechanisms to keep the immune system focused on its targets to avoid autoimmunity and instead just fight cancer.
Tumors have a way of putting the brakes on the immune system, says Dr. Jeffrey Oxnard, a lung cancer specialist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
The tumors use a signal to tell the immune system, "Move on by, ignore me." But if we can block that signal by blocking that immune checkpoint, we can effectively take the brakes off the immune system and let the immune system attack.
The first cancer to show the promise of these new drugs, called checkpoint blockades, was metastatic melanoma, the disease that Richard Murphy thought he had dodged. But by mid-2011, tumors were spreading throughout Murphy's body. His doctor at Dana-Farber put him on the very first of these new checkpoint blockades. At first, the results were dramatic. His tumors quickly shrunk by 25%. He thought he'd dodged another bullet. But just a few months later, it became clear that the drug wasn't working anymore. His doctor took him off of it and told Murphy he didn't have any other treatment option to offer.
When you're in a treatment, you know what you need to do. You've got a plan. But when you're not in a treatment, your head is so far up your ass. I'm sorry. There was nothing worse than being off the treatment.
Then, like many others with few options, Murphy's doctor came up with a Hail Mary pass. He managed to get Murphy into a clinical trial for a second-generation checkpoint blockade. Murphy was scheduled for a dose on the day his kids finished their 2012 school year.
I told my wife, I said, "You know what, I want to go into Dana. I want to do the treatment myself. I'll get home, get the kids off the bus, and we'll have a nice day." People plan, God laughs. Is that the Yiddish term?
Although Murphy felt fine, blood tests showed his kidneys were failing. His oncologist told him to skip the treatment, walk down the street to Brigham and Women's Hospital, and check himself in. That night, Murphy got good and bad news. The drug seemed to be shrinking his tumors, but the kidney failure got him kicked out of the clinical trial.
I said, "So let me get this straight. So the drug's working, but you're yanking me off it."
Murphy was confused, sad, angry, terrified, and hopeful, all at once. Still off treatment a couple of months later, his weight mysteriously ballooned by 25 pounds. Probably as a side effect of the therapy, his immune system had gone into overdrive and knocked out his thyroid. Many immune therapy patients have reported similar side effects. Murphy began taking medication to control his thyroid. He went to see his oncologist in August 2012 and got dramatic news. The cancer was totally gone.
Doc looks at me and says, you know, there's nothing in your body. And that's where we've been for 4 years. All I say, it's been a crazy roller coaster ride. I'm the luckiest person in the world.
The luckiest of the unlucky. Now, not only melanoma doctors, but lung and kidney cancer specialists are seeing patients like Richard Murphy with seemingly miraculous results from immune checkpoint drug treatment. They're being tested on dozens of other tumors in thousands of clinical trials worldwide. Still, at best, only 10 to 40% of patients benefit from checkpoint blockades, depending on which drug and which cancer type.
There are a large number of patients who are feeling disappointed and frustrated and left out. We have not solved this.
Again, that's oncologist Jeffrey Oxnard.
You know, I tell all my patients when I first meet them that I don't know the future for you specifically, and that some patients do great and some patients just get sick, and most patients are somewhere in the middle. But there is a chance that we could find a treatment that could make this disease very livable and that could allow you to live with this metastatic cancer for years.
Scientists are looking for solutions in combination therapy, mixing different immune therapies and other drugs, MIT's Tyler Jack says.
It could be chemotherapy, it could be radiation therapy, it could be so-called targeted therapies that lead to cancer cell death, and then combining that with something that allows the immune system to be further stimulated.
In Richard Murphy's case, the 1-2 punch of the drugs, which became available just as he needed them, might explain why he's had such a great result. Whenever he was low, Murphy said he'd focus on living long enough to see his daughter Mackenzie graduate from elementary school.
During that, the bad times, you get certain dates in your mind.
She made it in June, and Murphy was there to cheer on his youngest.
I'm forever grateful. I got to see her graduate from elementary school, and that was a big hurdle.
As they learn more about how to turn the immune system against tumors, researchers hope they'll be able to get more results, like Richard Murphy's. In the meantime, many oncologists are saying immune therapy is the most exciting advance in cancer treatment they've ever seen. For 90.9 WBUR, this is Karen Weintraub.